I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're going to get to today in history in just a minute, but we do have Luzerne County County Controller yes. Walter Griffin on the exemption for non-wartime veterans.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
First time
caller. How you been?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I just wanted to make a clarification on the reason why that I stood at the podium about this exemption. To be perfectly clear, I am not against the veterans getting this exemption. I think they should get the exemption. My problem is when we, as a county or a government agency, decide that we're going to violate a state law or the Pennsylvania Constitution, we stand on a real slippery slope. And where do we stop with that ability to do that? So my question for the council is, if you're going to do that, why don't we just give every veteran the real estate exemption? We can do that. As a county, to your point, if the county wants to say every person who served in the armed forces gets a real estate tax exemption, we could do that as a county. It would be very financially detrimental to the county. But my issue with this particular one was the Constitution says they have to be armed, a conflict, and the Title 51, Chapter 89 also says the same thing. When I spoke to the gentleman in Harrisburg about this issue, I was informed especially and emphatically that law says that unless they served in armed conflict, which is dated conflicts, according to the statute, certain wars have certain time frames, mm-hmm. that they are not exempt from that real estate tax exemption. And I said, that's fine. And the problem becomes is we can only exempt county taxes. We cannot exempt municipal taxes and we can't exempt school taxes. So
correct.
By what council did is we gave them the ability to exempt county taxes only. So some veteran who should be getting the whole thing, county, school, and municipality taxes waived because they're 100% disabled, now can't get that benefit because the legislature doesn't want to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And that's my issue, is that the legislature can easily put this on the ballot. I don't think there's a person in the Commonwealth that would vote against this constitutional amendment to change the Constitution to make that say non-wartime veteran. I don't think that would be possible.
But is it a violation of state statute when they're abiding by the letter of the law? They're just expanding on it as a county. And I agree with you. Let's start with just county taxes. And while you take this win for your county residents who are 100% disabled in non-combat or combat, like I've said before, a majority of our men and women in the service are injured and disabled during training accidents, not at times of war.
Oh, and I totally agree with you, Rob, but the statute says under honorably circumstances from the armed forces of the United States for service in any war or armed conflict. That's what it says. It doesn't say non-wartime vet. It says armed conflict.
Well, and the county is abiding by that because you're already giving them that in the letter of the law, but you're expanding as a county, and I don't see how that violates the law. You're adding to it, which you can do. You know,
If they're non-wartime veterans, they don't qualify.
But the county is saying they do within the county.
Well, yeah, because the count, and that's what my point is we're violating what the statute of the law is. They have to apply to the state to get this exemption. And the state says, sorry, you don't meet the criteria to get that exemption. And so now they're able to get it because now the county is now saying that it's okay, we're going to allow it for county taxes. And I'm not saying we can't do that. All I'm saying is that doesn't give them the benefit that they would normally get if they were qualified through the state. And the state needs to fix that statute. I think it's a bad statute. I think the Constitution needs to be amended. And I think it can be done the proper way. And the county doesn't end up getting litigation because what's a veteran going to do when he goes to a school district and says, hey, I want school tax exemption. And the school district says, sorry, we didn't approve that. And we're not going to approve that. And now, because you know the school tax is double of a county tax, mm-hmm. it's more beneficial for them to get the county the school tax exemption.
Oh, I agree. I agree to have the entire Commonwealth covered under this is the best option.
Sure.
But when Harrisburg passes a law, say a firearms law or anything like that, any law, the county, a municipality can add to that. They just can't go any lower than that. That is the threshold. And you are abiding right. by in the county of that law. Those people are getting that. You're adding to it at the county expense. I don't see that as a violation of law. I think that's the county giving a benefit to these people who deserve it. But you're right. Yes, it should be the entire legislature for all 67 counties. But I would take the win as Luzerne County, portray this to the rest of the Commonwealth that, hey, if you're a veteran, we care about you here in Luzerne County. This is what we did for you. And we're going to start the process to notify our elected officials in Harrisburg to make this statewide. Why don't everybody join with us? And rather than saying we're violating the law and litigation, because I don't think that's the case here. The county can expand on the base floor of the law, which they did. It's not infringing on the states.
I think when you say they expand on the base floor of the law, I think when you are expanding the base floor of the law to go the other way of the law's intention, because the law intention was to give it to them only if they were armed conflict veterans. So when you're extending it to make it something less than that, because you're not armed conflict, even though you're just as worthy, I think that's where the problem becomes. And then the other problem becomes is now you become able to stretch another law. So what are we going to do when a policeman...
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Comes and wants the benefit because he's got a disability 100%. He wants to have a real estate tax exemption, and there's no law for that. And we could obviously do that.
Well, in the Commonwealth, there's not. In other states, they do, and that's an attraction for people to go to those states. You know, Maryland being one of them, one of our neighbors to the south. How many other counties expand this now? Do you know offhand? I know there's more. I just couldn't find a number.
I think there's, from when I spoke to the state, they told me it was like six or seven counties that do it. And I said, well, how do those counties like Lackawanna and Potter and Pike and some of these other counties get away with doing that when clearly you're telling me that that is a violation of the Constitution and the state law? He said, the Commonwealth does not enforce that. We're not an enforcement agency. We're a legislative agency. If you guys want to do something different on your end, you guys certainly can do that. We're telling you that when they apply, and they're supposed to apply through that, the way they're supposed to apply to get the exemption is go through the state. If the state says no, and we want to say yes, that's okay with the county, what the state is saying, we're not going to come down on you and say, we said no and he can't get it. Then it becomes your problem to make sure that if the property is sold between the family member or whatever, then it's your responsibility to make sure that that exemption goes away. If the veteran passes away and the spouse passes away, then it becomes the county's responsibility because he had nothing to do with giving it to you. So it's really, and I said, I don't fault them for giving it to him. I think it's a great thing to do it. I just think that we need to really do a concentrated effort to get these laws fixed for the good of these veterans, because they clearly do deserve that disability benefit, and they should get it. But unfortunately, they won't fix it legislatively.
And again, I get your job being controllers to watch the purse strings of the county. So you're asking valid questions here. Now, I have here application process for this, not this exemption for Luzerne County, but for the whole program statewide. Veterans must apply through the county director of Veterans Affairs.
They apply to the veterans. So they go to the director of Veterans Affairs. The Veterans Affairs director gives them the forms, helps him fill them all out. And then that director of Veterans Affairs shoots that form up to the state. The state reviews the forms, make sure they meet financial criteria, make sure they meet the wartime veteran criteria and all the things that are in the statute. And then they send back a letter to the veteran and to the Department of Veteran Affairs saying, we gave Walter Griffith the ability to have this exemption because he qualifies. Or they send a letter back and say, Mr. Griffith doesn't qualify because he didn't serve during this period of wartime, so we aren't going to allow him to get this exemption. That's the process. And then the assessment board is the one that puts in the abatement in the tax rolls to say, I don't have to pay my taxes. So now what becomes a problem for the county is we have to give an abatement just for county taxes for some veteran. We can't give an abatement for the municipal side, and we can't give an abatement for the county or the school side, only for the county side. So So now it becomes a problem. So now they're going to get a tax bill for just the municipal taxes when they get their taxes for real estate taxes. And then the school taxes are going to go out automatically to that veteran, and he's going to have to pay school.
Yes.
And you know what's going to happen is some veteran's going to get a school bill in September and say, I don't have to pay this. I'm exempt.
Or start reaching out to their representative and get movement on the statewide issue in Harrisburg, which
exactly.
would be part of the normal process. Who did you speak with in Harrisburg that gave you this guidance? Yeah, you don't have to give me a specific name if you don't want to, but agency.
It was the Department of Military Affairs in Harrisburg, the agency that gets the applications. I spoke to they call him the adjunct general, who is the high guy who you would appeal your ruling to. You would appeal to the adjunct general. And I spoke to him as well. And he said, you're right, Walter, we have 6 or 7 counties that do it. They have real strict guidelines in their resolutions and policy and procedure to keep track of that. But we can't stop the counties. Counties are independent. If they want to give it to them, that's fine. And I appreciate that idea. However, I just think that when we stand on a place where we can change the spirit and nature of a law just because it's a right thing to do for somebody, then we have a lot of them that we need to fix. The rain tax is one of them. The rain tax.
I'm already on that, Mr. Griffin.
Yeah. So
I've already spoke to the director of the EPA.
Why do we bother? Let's just pass a county law that says all residents of Luzerne County don't have to pay a rain tax.
Well,
it's a state law. We don't have to follow that.
There's some people that have done that. There's some places that have done that. They're getting fined,
that,
but what
then.
Happens with the fine? So,
there's no fine. You know, we should just waive the whole fee. I mean, we can, according to what the premise is here, if the state law says that's what we have to do, that's just the floor. If we want to change it, we can say, okay, well, we're going to give certain people the exemption. So if you have to pay rain tax and you have 3 acres of blacktop or more, you don't have to pay the rain tax.
No, there's counties in the area that don't have it at all. So Luzerne County is one of the ones that did institute it. So a great talk there. I appreciate you calling in, Walter Griffin.
No problem, Rob. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling in. I get what he's saying, and I understand as county controller, Walter Griffin's job is to protect the purse strings of the county. I just differ on, I think you take this as a win for Luzerne County. I think they are abiding by the spirit of the law and honoring what the law says. They are expanding it for what they have control over. County taxes only does not count for municipal or school taxes. Yes, I agree that hopefully Harrisburg takes this up and makes it all 67 countywide, and we honor our veterans who've been 100% disabled. Just not in a time of war. So they were training for war. They were still doing the same thing because we train like we fight.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.